This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to give you a dramatic story of when belief is biology. It has to do with love. I really think when a man loves a woman or a woman loves a man, it impacts their behavior toward one another. And we could probably go around this room today and have some very touching stories, but none of them will match the story I'm going to tell you right now. Annie and I were at a leadership banquet at the church in Atlanta where the chairman of the board, a large board, about 30 or 40 people were there with their spouses. And just as an icebreaker, the chairman of the board said, I want all of you to go around the room today at this dinner and tell how you met. How did you meet your wife? What's the story? Tell us an interesting story about your engagement, your dating, whatever the case may be. But anyway, we weren't prepared for a couple named Jim and Becky because people laughed nervously when they heard it, but then later they thought, wow, what a story. Jim told that he grew up in poverty, absolute poverty, worked his way through college. Every dime he had, he made. One of those stories. He fell in love with Becky, and he wanted to give her an engagement ring. Get this. It was either twice a week or twice a month. I can't remember the exact detail, but I'm pretty sure it was one or the other. Twice a week or twice a month, Jim sold his blood plasma and took the money, saved it, and that's what he used to buy his wife an engagement ring. People laughed nervously when he told that. And I made a joke about this guy's pretty weak now to this day because of that. But that's really, it was a serious thing. Every time Becky looks at the ring on her wedding finger, she remembers, my husband sold his blood plasma for 2 years in order to have this ring. You know, I don't know any man that would sell his blood plasma for anything for 2 years. Let alone for his wife's engagement ring. Here's my point. Love changed his behavior. It changed him in such a way that he was willing to do that which a lot of people would think is nuts, is crazy, but he did it because he loved Becky. And here's my point. When you love Jesus Christ, you do things that people think are crazy. But you see, belief is biology, and love is biology, and it changes the way we do things in life. It can bring joy into our life. It can bring obedience into our life. It can bring a change of thinking and a change of action. Because one thing, we come to believe in God because belief is biology. You know, I thought about that. That's what I do every Sunday. I talk to people. I don't know what you believed last year. I don't know what you believed yesterday. And I don't know what many people in first service or third service are going to believe about anything tomorrow, but I am saying today, believe that belief is biology. And belief impacts how you talk. It impacts how you think. It impacts your behavior. It causes a man to go sell his blood plasma for 2 years to buy an engagement ring. And it can cause a jailer to wash the wounds of one of his prisoners to go from being a prison guard to a caregiver. Why? Because of belief in Jesus Christ. Sir, what must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, that's easy to say that. It's a lot harder to live it. Believing in Jesus Christ is the most difficult thing you'll ever do. Because we live in a culture that says, believe in yourself. Believe in the system. Believe in your bank account. Believe in your stock portfolio. Believe in your retirement program, your IRA. And the Lord says, no, believe in me. And I want to bring up John 8:24. We're going to share this every week. Every week. It was shared that last week and the week before. Jesus speaking, if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. Wow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.